asshole over here. Is this Mexican?
No, I think it came in from Vietnam.
Yeah, this is some heavy stuff. Is that a fire engine? Why, I think it's a man. But they ain't gonna do us no harm. Shit. Think they're just coming to do some sitting in. Let's get it going. Come on. Oh no! What is this? I mean... Hey, don't anybody make a sound? Okay, where is it? We know you've got it here.
Inside the portrait gallery.
My alibi is watertight. The audience saw me sing all night.
Monsieur, we know you did the crime.
I was on stage that whole time. Haskell sang Rainbow Connection.
Thank you, Kermit. No more questions.
Hello, I think it's time for good cup romantica. Miss Piggy, you could end up locked inside. Now's your chance to save your hide.
Oh, gentlemen, I did not know. It's a crime to steal the show.
Tell us how the art was taken.
If you want to save your bacon.
I haven't seen your missing art. All I've stolen is audience hearts.
We'll catch the swine that did this job.
Give him the pit pond, creep. Go jump in a lake. That's my suggestion.
Thank you, Piggy. No more questions.
I think she likes me.
I don't think your puns are helping the investigation.
You know, I think they did it.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did, and we can pin it.
If they did, how did they do it?
If they didn't, how did they didn't?
If they didn't, then it's easy, because they simply didn't do it.
If they did it, then I knew it, but we've nothing that can prove it! Excuse me. Let's go from the start. What do you know about this stolen owl?
He didn't know there was a plan.
Your accusation's far out, man.
The chances of us committing a crime are less than 0.009.
Turn to Shirdy Gurdy. Or to Chicky and the Farny Moon.
I can do an Elvis impression.
Thank you, Muppets. No more questions.
They didn't.
No, they didn't.
There's no way they did the crime.
They couldn't. They're too stupid.
They're not criminal mastermind.
We do not know who did it, but we know who didn't do it. So we know who didn't do it. Yes, we know who didn't do it.
They're incapable of being culpable.
Come on, let's go over the files again.
Sheriff said, I was arrested for giving moonshine to my kids. Sheriff said, I was arrested for all the oxy that I did. The sheriff said, I was arrested for blowing that meth lab into bits. But that's bullshit. I was just arrested for being country. Sheriff said, I was arrested for being naked at Chick-fil-A. Sheriff said, I was arrested for spreading around my DNA. The sheriff said, I was arrested for dealing drugs on Christmas Day. But I think, hey, just arrested for being country. Well, I was arrested for being country with a redneck attitude. Call me reckless, call me rebel, call me crazy, but it's true. Daddy told me to stand my ground, but the law don't like that none. I was arrested for being country and all them murders I done. Sheriff said I was arrested for shooting road signs out of spite. Sheriff said I was arrested because some goat got sodomized. Sheriff said I was arrested for robbing that gun store with a knife. But that ain't right, just arrested for being country. Well, I was arrested for being country with a redneck attitude. Call me reckless, call me rebel, call me crazy, but it's true. Daddy told me to stand my ground, but the law don't like that none. I was arrested for being country and all them murders I done. Because they caught me driving drunk. The sheriff said I was arrested because they found my 06 gun. The sheriff said I was arrested for 40 hookers in my trunk. But that's all bunk. Just arrested for being country. I was arrested for being country with a redneck attitude. They call me reckless, call me rebel, call me crazy, but it's true. Daddy told me to stand my ground, but the law don't like that none. I was arrested for being country and all them murders I done. I was arrested for being country, and I was arrested for being a cunt. I was arrested for being country, I was arrested for being a cunt. I was arrested for being country, I was arrested for being a cunt. I was arrested for being country, I was arrested for being a cunt. Do 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 do. One time I spent a week inside a little country jail, and I don't guess I'll ever live it down. I was sitting at a red light when these two men came and got me and said that I was speeding through their town. Well, they said tomorrow morning you can see the judge, then go. They let me call one person on the phone. I thought I'd be there overnight, so I just called my boss to tell him I'd be off, but not for long. Well, they motioned me inside a cell with seven other guys, one little barred up window in the rear. My cellmate said if they had let me bring some money in, we ought to send the jailer for some beer. Well, I had to pay him double cause he was the man in charge, and the jailer's job was not the best in town. Later on, his wife brought hot bologna, eggs, and gravy. The first day I was there, I turned it down. Well, next morning they just let us sleep, but I was up real early, wondering when I'd get my release. Later on, we got more hot bologna, eggs, and gravy. By now, I wasn't quite so hard to please. 2 days later, when I thought that I had been forgotten, the sheriff came in chewing on a straw. He said, where is the guy who thinks that this is Indianapolis? I'd like to talk to him about the law. Well, I told him who I was and told him I was working steady and I really should be getting on my way. That part about me being who I was did not impress him. He said the judge will be here any day. The jailer had a wife, and let me tell you, she was awful. But she brought that hot bologna every day. And after 7 days, she got to looking so much better. I asked her if she'd like to run away. Well, next morning, that old judge took every nickel that I had. And he said, son, let this teach you not to race. The jailer's wife was smiling from the window as I left. In 30 minutes, I was out of state.
She was driving my car all over the road. She had no mind for no vehicle code. She was singing real loud to the radio. She was slapping the dash to the rhythm, you know. I told her, slow down. My baby just smiled. She said, we're going to town. Things really got wild. My baby's in jail. My baby's in jail. I'll tell you the tale. My baby's in jail. My baby was crazed. She was drinking that gin. She'd do anything that the mood she was in. Went into a curve, didn't even slow. Doing 105 past the highway patrol. With flashing lights that pulled her over. She gave me a wink, she said, just act sober. My baby's in jail. My baby's in jail. A crazy female. My baby's in jail. Your license, please. You think you're a star? Give me those keys. Get out of that car. Now walk that line. Touch your nose and recite the alphabet. Blowing this hose. They put the handcuffs on. Too drunk to drive. Gonna do some time. She blew a 3.5. My baby's in jail. My baby's in jail. I said, but she's so frail. My baby's in jail. My baby's in jail. My baby's in jail. Making love through the mail. Looking so pale. Hanging no tail. My baby's in jail.
About a month ago, to have a little fun in Mexico, we ended up in the gambling spot where the liquor flowed and the dice were hot. So here we are in the Tijuana jail. Ain't got no friends to go our pay. Cause we can't pay. Just send our mail to the Tijuana jail.
I was shooting dice, raking in a dough,
long green.
And then I heard a whistle blow. We started to run when a man in blue said, Senor, come with me, cause I want you.
So here we are in the Tijuana jail. Ain't got no friends to go.
you wanna take?
Baby,
just $500 and it set us free.
Hey, borracho, cállate.
I couldn't raise a penny if you threatened me. I know $500 don't sound like much, but just try to find somebody to touch.
So here we are in the Tijuana jail. Ain't got no friends to go out bail. So here we'll stay, 'cause we can't pay. Just send our mail to the Tijuana jail. So here we are in the Tijuana jail.
The Sunday Would You Care to Know is the beginning of all the crime shows, where law is there to uphold a tight grip on a city's popular pastime. The pastime naturally how to commit a crime, and quite naturally not being caught. But if the cops can be bought, then the crooks have the time to plot and scheme another series of crimes, to which the cops look stupid and the crooks look good. But if the cops stay straight, like supposedly they should, we can tell how the show is going to end by watching the first 15 minutes of the show. But if the cops can be bought, then the crooks have the time to plot and scheme another series of crimes, to which the cops look stupid and the crook looks good. But if the cops stay straight, like supposedly they should, we can tell how the show is going to end by watching the first 15 minutes of the show.
Just couldn't cut it no more. You were the love. 6 feet.
Jaywalker, use your head. Stay away from the hospital bed. Watch the signs and be alert. You will end up
getting hurt.
Look left,
look right.
Keep your eyes
on the light.
When it's green,
you could go. Is it hard? Take it slow.
Jaywalker, use your head. Don't end up like old Fred. He paid the light on mine. Now he lay flat
on the spine. Look right.
Keep your eyes
on the light.
When it's green,
you could go. Is it hard? Take it slow.
Jaywalker, use your head. Stop in the light, old friend. He made the light on mine. Now he lays flat
on the spine.
Thank you.
Friday, August 27th, 2021. KBC at the helm. Got it. We're done. Got a show on crime today. And I want to tell you, it's especially good to see you this week here at the Bit Slap. I'm KBC, by the way, in case you don't know. But it's especially good to see you this week. I had my eye surgery, one of them anyway. And things are clearer. Things are clearer. It's really weird. Takes a half an hour, totally painless. And you can see it right away. One of my eyes has white light coming into it. The other has, like, dingy yellow light. And it makes a difference. Anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about my show. We got a bunch of people under arrest tonight and some cops and stuff to take care of them. So you could call this one Law and Order if you want. I don't care. But time's a-wasting. I got a lot of words here for you. Purple Fox up top, getting busted. Welcome to New Jersey from, quote, NJX cops, unquote. That's what it says here. Bob Lee, wanted for questioning. The interrogation song was from the Muppets Most Wanted movie. I don't know how I got a hold of it, but there you go. Arrested for being country was the Hellroys. Tom T. Hall, the late Tom T. Hall. We had a lot of lates this week. A week in the county jail from 1970 from the late Tom T. My baby's in jail, the late Kip Adada. He's been gone about 2 years, maybe. My baby's in jail. And then, let's see, Kingston Trio, the Tijuana jail from 58. Ralph Lowe, one of the MSR stable person, the crime shows. That's one of those things that, you know, somebody wrote in a hangover or something. There's a lot of those things out there. We heard from Paul McCartney and Wings. Magneto and Titanium Man Jay Walker was the Cadillacs. The Cowslingers, good idea. That's how everything starts out. And then ZZ Top, the late Dusty, arrested for driving while blind and then been caught stealing a 12-inch remix of Jane's Addiction. I didn't get the name of the man who did it, but anyway, my partner Bill Gannon is out there in the car already, and we got to go back out and we got more work to do, so see you in a bit.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. Well, you'll know me when you see me, 'cause my door's painted white with my siren is screaming and my flashing red light. Work all day and I work all night, just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. Shouldn't do. You can bet your boots I'm coming after you. If you want to race, then get on a racetrack. Well, if you try to run away, I'm gonna bring you back. I'm here to keep all the speeders driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my
pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
And he's not the only one, Casper. I enjoy my work, too. I'm a motorcycle policeman, Casper. And I was wondering, would you like to be a motorcycle policeman? If you would, then come and ride along with me. Here we go, and with the roar, we will both enforce the law and keep the highway safe as they can be. Just pretend that you're a motorcycle policeman. It's a game that's such a lot of fun to play. You can do the things I do, I will show them all to you. Just hop on your bike while I hop on my psych, and we'll be on our way.
On the motorcycle, riding as fast as can be. Let them hear your sirens. Wee, wee, wee. There's a car that's speeding, and speeding never does pay. So step on the gas, 'cause we're gonna pass. We can't let him get away.
You were speeding on the highway, you were driving much too fast. You were doing over 60 when we slowed you down at last. Don't you know that reckless driving is mighty dangerous? So here's a speeding ticket to you from us.
On the motorcycle, riding as fast as can be. Let them hear your sirens. Wee, wee, wee. That car is passing a school bus that wants to unload. So step on the gas, 'cause no one must pass a school bus on this road.
Didn't you see that yellow school bus full of children home from school? Do you think it's too much trouble to obey a simple rule? Do you think that half a minute is too long to wait around? If lots of little children can get home safe and sound.
On the motorcycle, riding as fast as can be. Let them hear your sirens. Wee, wee, wee.
You be my assistant and watch the roads carefully.
Watch every full stop, and you may grow up
to be a motorcycle
policeman like me.
There's a lot of shit you have to put up with when you're driving, like red lights. When did this bullshit start? I only noticed them about a month ago myself. And I'll be honest with you, I don't stop for them anymore. I did for about a week, didn't like it. Fuck them. I'm gone. I got no time to sit there jacking around listening to the news. You know my motto in traffic? Cop didn't see it, I didn't do it. I haven't hit anybody yet. Haven't hit anybody. I've had a few people behind me hit each other, but hey. That's not me, that's back there. And I'm getting a whole lot better mileage. Especially in town. God damn, them sidewalks come in handy, don't they? Well, what are they going to do if they catch me? Give me a ticket? You know, that's the big fear in some people's lives. Ain't this a bitch? Might get a ticket. You know how to handle a ticket by now, don't you? You got to be firm with the policeman. Be firm with that policeman. Policemen respect strength. While he's writing out the ticket, you got to flash him a whole lot of bad looks. And when he's almost finished writing, reach over and grab the ticket out of his hand. Tell him you're going to check it over for mistakes. Then when you finish reading it, crumple it up and throw it at his feet. And say, fuck you and your ticket too. You asshole in a hat. Can't you see I have enough garbage on the floor of my car already without another worthless piece of paper from the state? I got 8 or 9 of them fucking things floating around in here. Hey. Don't I pay your salary? They like that when you're interested in the state budget. You're a public servant. Get me a glass of water. You pinheaded prick. You're holding me up, Jack. People are waiting for me at a party. I got a trunk full of heroin. Get the fuck out of my way, will ya? Tell them it's your car. Tell them it's your car and you do what you goddamn want with it. See, I own this car. My name is on the pink slip. I do what I want. And I own the highway, too. That my taxes paid for that. They're both mine. I own the highway and I own the car. I own everything, goddamn it. He'll be glad to hear that shit. That's what they like. People who know their rights. That way they don't have to read them to you on the way downtown to the maximum security penitentiary where you'll spend the rest of your life with no conjugal visits except from some big guy you don't want one from.
I know a fat old policeman, he's always on our street. A fat old jolly red-faced man, he really is a treat. He's too fine for a policeman, he's never known to frown. And everybody says he is the happiest man in town. He laughs upon his duty, he laughs upon his beat. He laughs at everybody when he's walking in the street. He never can stop laughing, he says he never tried. But once he did arrest a man and laughed until he died. Oh, his jolly face had wrinkled, and then he shut his eyes. He opened his great mouth, it was a wondrous size. He said, I must arrest you, I didn't know what for. And then he started laughing until he cracked his jaw. So if you chance to meet him when walking round the town, just shake him by his fat old hand and give him half a crown. His eyes will beam and sparkle, he'll gurgle with delight, and then you'll stop him laughing with all his blessed might.
When I was a boy, I wanted to be a policeman in my community, to wear a star and a uniform, and have a car with a big loud horn. This was the life for me, I thought, back when I was a boy. I went to school and studied hard. I wanted to learn the rules to guard. When I grew up, they let me in and gave me a place as one of them. I had reached my lifelong plan to become a policeman. My first real job was the big convention the Democrats held for their nomination. There was trouble expected, we knew, from hippies and yippies and communists too.
they'd take over and vowed they would. They were after our blood. The hippies were dirty, the yippies were vile. The commies were there to keep them riled. The mayor didn't want Chicago ruined, and that's what they were intent on doing. They hate America and all that's good, but they call it love. They raised the flag of the Viet Cong. How could these kids have gone so wrong? To aid the Cong who's killing their brothers, destroying us from within our borders. They hit us in waves with their weapons of war. With spikes, bottles, blades, our flesh they tore. We herded them on down Michigan Ave. It's a good thing riot equipment we have. We were trained to handle such mobs. That is part of our job. Police brutality was their moan, joined by announcers for the viewers at home. They know police have got to go, so their leaders can seize control. We do our job the best we can as Chicago policemen. Your help to the police is really needed if the laws are to be heeded. Mobs like these we can't let roam to ruin our country, churches and homes. Americans all across the land, support your local policeman.
The story of Little Blue Riding Hood is true. Only the color has been changed to prevent an investigation.
This is the woods. My name is Wednesday. I work out a homicide. Monday, February the 2nd, 10:22 a.m. Bumped into Chicken Licken. Told me the sky was falling. I booked her on the 614, turned her over to the psychiatrist. Then a call came in at a 503. When I was on my way to the 503, a 618 came in. I added up the 614, the 503, and the 618. Got 1,735. I handed in my paper to the chief. He corrected it, gave me 100%, patted me on the head. Told me I was a good cop. 11:45 a.m., it happened. I saw a little girl in a blue hood carrying a basket. I stopped to question her. Pardon me, ma'am. Could I talk to you for just a minute, ma'am?
What about?
Nothing much, ma'am. Just want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. What's your name?
Little Blue Riding Hood.
Where are you going, ma'am?
Grandma's house.
Yes, ma'am. What do you got in the basket?
What are you trying to say? I got something in the basket I shouldn't have?
No, ma'am, I didn't say that.
Then why are you asking me all these questions for?
Just routine, ma'am. We just want to get the facts. May I have a look in that basket, ma'am?
Be my guest.
Let's see. Sawed-off shotgun. Knife. Bludgeon. Box of dum-dum shells. Nothing suspicious here. All right, ma'am, we may want to talk to you later, so don't leave the woods. She skipped on down the path, but she didn't know I'd seen the concealed compartment in the basket. In it, what I'd suspected all along. Goodies. My job, get to Grandma's before she did. I took a shortcut through the strawberry patch. It was sort of a strawberry shortcut. I walked up to the cottage, rang the bell.
Come in, dear.
Okay, Grandma, it's a raid.
A raid? Why, I'm just a peace-loving old lady. You've got the wrong Grandma.
Yes, ma'am. We just want to get the facts. Where'd you get that bump on your head?
The sky fell on me this morning.
I made a note to book her on the 614 and turned her over to the psychiatrist. I tied her up, put her in the closet, then I put on the Grandma's suit and got into bed. Come in, ma'am.
Hello, Grandma. I got the loot. What are you doing in bed?
I'm feeling poorly.
But, Grandma, what big ears you have.
All the better to get the facts. I just want to get the facts, ma'am.
But, Grandma, what a big subpoena you have in your pocket.
All the better to serve you with.
But, Grandma, what a big 38 police special you have pointed at me.
All the better to take you in. You're under arrest. You and your grandma are operating a goodies ring.
A cop. I should have known.
Known what, ma'am?
You look nothing like my grandma. You forgot about the mustache.
But I don't have a mustache.
I know, but grandma does.
Well, I see you broke the goodies ring. How'd you get a lead on her, Joe?
I just played a hunch, Frank. It was just a hunch. I played my luck. Sometimes a hunch pays off, sometimes it doesn't. I was just lucky. I just played a hunch, Frank.
What you're trying to say, Joe, is you just played a hunch. A lucky guess. Sometimes a hunch pays off, sometimes it doesn't. You just played a hunch. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Joe?
Yeah. I just played a hunch.
I believe in my abilities to complete this song in one take. It is now take 17, but I will do it. I will. Starting now.
Take 18.
Take 21. Here we go. Take 23. There's a place where you don't wanna be, where people, they die constantly, and they never die in normal ways. It's preposterous, but still cliche, when your drug dealer's aunt killed your mom in a duel by chopping off her head with a scythe in the pool. Well, they're not saying it makes sense, they're just interpreting the evidence. This is the plot to every television crime show, from CSI to Columbo, and I think you know what's in store. That guy we met in the first 15 minutes will come back, cause you know he did it. I don't think they're trying anymore, and I'm getting bored. Well, there's semen all over the crime scene, so they lose a super fancy semen testing machine, and the DNA database gets a hit. But it looks like he might still get away with it. But the final piece of evidence totally stumps the bad guy's defense, and he breaks down in front of everyone and tells them exactly how it was done. This is the plot to every television crime show, from CSI to Columbo, and I think you know what's in store. That guy we met in the first 15 minutes will come back, cause you know he did it. They're not even trying anymore, and I'm getting bored. And by the middle of the first season, murder is eclipsed by sexual tension, and I guess that probably happens a lot, since crime-solving people are always so hot. But then a serial killer kidnaps the girl, and they promise to save her if it costs them the world, and they find her 2 seconds before she dies, and they hug, and they laugh, and they screw, and they cry. This is the plot to every television crime show, from CSI to Columbo, and I think you know what's in store. That guy we met in the first 15 minutes will come back, cause you know he did it. They're not even trying anymore, and I'm getting bored. So bored.
Now I'm a G-man, knocking on your door. Now I am a G-man, knocking on your door. Now you done got yourself in trouble, and now you got to go. Lady, please don't kill nobody. Go ahead and have your way. Lady, please don't kill nobody. Go ahead and have your way. But the day you kill somebody, I'll lock you up that day. Please, lady, please, lady, please treat everybody right. Please, lady, please, lady, please treat everybody right. Please don't be no murderer. Please take my advice. Play that thing, boy, play that thing. Thank you. I've been wanting to be a G-man, baby, all my life. I've been longing to be a G-man, baby, all my life. Because my poor mother was murdered, my brother and my wife.
Put me away.
Georgia pine. Everybody's going to jail this morning.
Good morning, Judge of Honor.
Good morning, Your Honor. Good morning, Your Honor. And to show you I don't mean nobody no good this morning, I'm opening up my coat by giving myself 6 months. And if I'm going to do 6 months, Mr. District Attorney, you got a darn good idea how many you gonna do. What's the first case on the docket?
Well, the first case on the docket this morning, Judge, Your Honor, is a nudist case.
A nudist case?
That's right.
What do you mean by a nudist case?
Why, we have a young man accused of parading up and down the streets with no pants on.
No pants on?
That's right.
Have you got him in jail?
They sure have.
Bring him in here. I'm gonna get him from now on this morning. No worries.
Bailiff, send in the prisoner.
Bailiff, send in the nudist. Dog, going to jail.
Hello, Judge.
Get out of here. Did you hear what he called me?
Right.
Hello, Judge.
Right.
A man of my ability.
Right.
A man in my standing.
Right.
A man that's been to school.
Right.
And have studied and studied and studied.
Right.
And yet I don't know what the devil is all about.
Right.
He called me Judge. Sound coming at my boy. Come here, boy. Are you married?
Yes, sir, Your Honor.
How long you been married?
3 years, Your Honor.
Man been married 3 years.
Well, he's on the right track.
Have you gotten the children?
Yes, sir, Your Honor.
How you got children?
Kids.
How many, boy?
9, Your
Good
Honor.
Good rest of the life. Man married 3 years and got 9 children? Sound like we the people, don't it?
Sure do.
What happened, son?
Well, Your Honor, the first year my wife and I was married, she was into me with twins.
That's two of them right there.
The second year my wife and I was married, she was into me with triplets.
Good rest of the life. That's five. That's five. Yeah.
And the third year my wife and I was married, she was into me with quadruplets. That's five and four is not all over the world.
You're right, son, and your case is dismissed. That's another thing.
Judge, Your Honor.
What's the matter?
I object.
What are you going to object to?
You can't dismiss this case.
I did, didn't I?
Yes, but this man is a nudist.
This man is not a nudist.
This man is a nudist.
This man is definitely not a nudist.
This man is a nudist.
You heard the man say he was married 3 years.
Yes.
You heard the man say he had 9 children.
Yes.
Well, this man is not a nudist.
Why?
Because this man hasn't had time to put his pants on.
Oh, Judge, Your Honor, dear sir, sweetheart, he tries to live a good life.
But my boss makes me nervous, my neighbors have dogs.
And you know how it is with a nagging wife. Oh, Judge, Your Honor, dear sir, sweetheart, he made a little mistake.
I drove into a movie not meant for a car. She was my wife when I patted her arm.
Oh, we're living in such an unfriendly world.
It was a moose.
And the drink that he drank was a small root beer. Oh, Judge, Your Honor, dear sir, sweetheart, he tried to live a good life.
But my boss makes me nervous, my neighbors have dogs.
And you know how it is with a nagging wife.
Anybody see my trial, grief for I? Why, Lord? I was badly beaten, found by loved ones, battered by an irate husband, searching for a man that wasn't I. When we reached the court, we gone inside. The hand of justice shall preside over this case. The trial shall begin. Your Honor, I was inside the closet, mining iron, I own business. Your Honor, it was a complete stranger causing these disturbances. In claim said me touch him wife, which is a wicked and awful lie. Me two hand them was occupied. My shirt in my left and my pants in my right. My hand them was occupied. My shirt in my left and my pants in my right. Dear Judge, can this court accept my story from my heart? Why, Judge, if by chance you don't believe this tale, ask him why she will not fail to agree. I was a better man than he. Just in case she refused to answer, ask the maid downstairs, Agatha. She'll only be glad to testify for me. I tell him, Your Honor, I was inside the closet, mining iron, I own business. Your Honor, it was a complete stranger causing these disturbances. Him claims that me touch him wife, which is a wicked and awful lie. Me two hand them was occupied. Me shirt in me left and me pants in me right. Me hand them was occupied. Me shirt in me left and me pants in me right.
Islands, specifically I am a dude, and that's what the man tried to say. Roots,
send your mother or your sister. One more day of this I cannot bear.
Terminal.
Your honor, I was inside the closet, mining iron, I own business. Your honor, it was a funny stranger, causing these disturbances, and claims some me touching my wife, which was a wicked and awful lie. Me and them was occupied, me shirt in me left and me pants in me right, me and them was occupied.
The judge said, stand up, boy, and dry up your teeth. You're sentenced to long cash for 7 long years. I know you are loyal to the queen and the crown, but the laws of this country make me send you down. This was the story in a courtroom one day, when a young lord of Preston was taken away. The boy stood up proudly, and these words he said, I'll be true to Ulster until I am dead.
Devastating picture of pain and gloom. He'll hate to hear all about your wreck, but deep down he's kind of happy that you broke your neck. He's almost a doctor, he's worse than a crook. He's the lawyer on the back of your telephone book. He can cry on cue and he can lie to your face, and he can probably get you a bigger neck brace. They haven't made anybody that he won't sue. He'll get the radio station you was listening to, and if picking up your sisters in the police report, he can probably take that rope to court. Dick Weasel, attorney at law, if you're in a body cast, he's the man to call. He'll sue your boss and your mama and them. He could make a preacher wanna injure him. He'll take him to court, he'll get you the cash. He's the Johnny Cochran of the bull whiplash. He's the slickest lawyer that you ever saw. He'll have you eating jawbreakers through a straw. He's willing to grovel, he's willing to beg. What would you say to a broken leg? If we could get a fake cast put on your hand, that might be worth another 2 or 3 grand. He'll take them to court and get the money real quick. He'll tell the judge that he's worried sick and find the sawbones to claim that your vertebra's bent. But you'll have to cough up another 10%. Dick Weasel, attorney at law, he's never seen an accidental fall. He'll sue the judge and both of your kids. It couldn't possibly be anything you did. He'll get you the money and he'll get it right now. Slick Dick's gonna show you how. He can make a 12-man jury squall over a compound fracture or some bad coleslaw. Dick Weasel, attorney at law, he's F. Lee Bailey with bigger balls. He'll represent you and work so hard, you'll be sure Dick's gonna get his ass disbarred. And Dick Weasel wants a third of this song. Dick Weasel.
Here come the judge, here come the judge.
All right, well, just take a moment, and I'm going to read you your rights, and then if you go over there, you'll be handcuffed and taken off to a cell where you'll be beaten regularly for the next 3 days. Okay, how's that sound like fun? Yeah. Anyway, starting up top, Junior Brown, the Highway Patrol motorcycle policeman from Casper the Friendly Ghost, one of his really wacky stuff. I should bring that out here more often. Anyway, red lights, cops, and tickets from George Carlin. Let's see, the laughing policeman was Tiny Tim. All right, we'll be ready for him. Tiny Tim, laughing policeman, we said that. Chicago policeman, steaming heap there from Harry Burgess. I suspect he is the author, as opposed to, it sounded a lot like Rod Keith there on the vocals. Can't always be sure, but that was a piece of Dreck for you. Little Blue Riding Hood from Stan Freeberg from 1953. The Vlog Brothers, as in video log, right? You got that. The television crime shows suck, and I have to agree, yes. Robert McCoy, I don't watch any of them. Robert McCoy, the G-Man. Blood Knot was the Buoys. Didn't that sound like Timothy? Remember Timothy? That was a bit of a crime in itself, but you've heard enough of that. This one you probably never heard, because I never did, okay? All right. I'll be in a second. Just start without me. The Trial was Pigmeat Markham, the flip side to Here Come the Judge. An unexpected hit. But nevertheless, I'm sure Pigmeat was set up for life. And I hope so. Let's see. Oh, Judge, Your Honor, Dear Sir, from David Seville. Ross Bagdasarian to you. Your Honor. All right. Jesus, Pluto, after that, whoever he is, Your Honor. The Courtroom was Ginger Gordon, and then Dick Weasel, attorney at law. Okay, got a couple more here for you for your own punishment and social justice, and I'll see you next week.
Court.
Mr. George was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, George, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot.
He's coming after me. Here comes a cop car coming after me. I believe in my soul if I'm in a penitentiary. Please, Mr. Officer, don't take me away. Please, Mr. Officer, don't take me away. Gotta deal with my baby and who I'd rather stay. Easy do it, officer, don't take me away. Easy do it, officer, don't take me away. Gotta deal with my baby and who I'd rather stay. Well, here comes a cop car coming after me. Here comes a cop car coming after me. Well, I believe through my soul and from the inner penitentiary. After me, I believe in my soul and my inner.
take me away. Easy to do it, officer, don't take me away. Gotta deal with my baby, who I'd rather say. Oh, now, come on, officer, don't take me away. Come on, officer, don't take me away. Gotta deal with my baby, and who I'd rather say. Oh, come on, God, don't come out of me. Come on, now, God, don't come out of me. Gotta deal with the prettiest gal you ever seen.